Instead of waiting in a lobby for an appointment, many establishments are having clients wait in their cars as a COVID-19 mitigation protocol. During the summer, people could turn off their cars while waiting, but with below freezing temperatures during the winter, many cars are left idling. Despite this increase in car admissions, both Summit and Wasatch counties haven't seen any changes in air quality from previous years. Summit County Director of Environmental Health, Nathan Brooks, says one contributing factor could be that this year there's less traffic in town because of the pandemic.
Despite, you know, increased traffic with skiing, if we look at it, we do have some events that are not taking place, Sundance and other big gatherings. So some of our traffic is down. So I would contribute that to being, you know, some of the green air that we're seeing is positive.
He says generally Summit County takes preventative measures like education and monitoring the quality of air. But he also says Summit doesn't see the same amount of inversion as other areas on the Wasatch Front.
But no, we don't deal with inversion directly. You know, we're in a different mountain climate. And the mountains kind of shield us from some of that, but we do take some of it on.
He says there's risk that some of the inversion can travel over the mountains, but generally it doesn't have a large impact. Wasatch County does see a bit more inversion than Summit, but Wasatch County Health Promotion Director Jonelle Fitzgerald says this year they haven't seen a difference in the air quality.
You know, where we've had fewer storms, we do have particles accumulate, and the storms that we get do dissipate that a little bit. So lack of storms in the county gives us a possibility of worse air quality. We really haven't seen that yet.
Fitzgerald says it's possible that Wasatch County does see some air pollution come up from the valley.
Sure, it's possible that we get poorer air quality coming up the canyon. It does happen. We haven't seen it yet.
The health department, she says, was taking an active approach to air quality concerns until the COVID-19 pandemic became their main concern. She says the department has an air quality committee meeting scheduled this month. Both Summit and Wasatch counties are using a monitor system called Purple Air, where residents can check online to see the current air quality status in the area. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.